Welcome to the Postpartum Happiness Podcast. I'm your host, Renice Yvette. Here in this podcast, we talk about all things that will help support you in your first year with baby. So if you are ready to have a more empowered and joyful postpartum experience, join me in this episode. Hello, hello, beautiful mama, and welcome back to the Postpartum Happiness Podcast. Before I dive in, I want to give you another reminder because things have recently been moved and shifted here in the podcast, and remind you here that all of the motherhood information that we've been talking about in this podcast has been moved over to the Soulfully Happy Mama podcast, and we will now be specifically focusing our content and information in this podcast for expecting moms and you mamas that are in your first year to year and a half with your baby. So again, the motherhood information overall and reducing stress and anxiety and all of that extra stuff when it comes to motherhood down the line when you're past your year, year and a half is found in the Soulfully Happy Mama podcast, and everything else will be here. And I will be keeping the old episodes up, so those are not going away. Don't worry. If you love those episodes and you want to keep listening to them, they will still be there for you. I just want you to be reminded that we kind of shifted things a little bit here. In order to find that podcast, if that interests you, please go check it out. It is in the show notes. That link will be there for you so you can listen to it, whether it's on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all the places, you can find it there. All right. So with that aside, welcome. I'm so excited to be here with you today to talk about this topic. It kind of came up randomly and I just had to share this with you because it's that powerful. It is that pivotal. It was that important for me in my journey, and I'm hoping this will do the same for you. If I can give you that information here and you don't have to learn the lesson yourself over a long period of time, I am here for it. I want to make your postpartum time as easy as possible for you. And that's by doing things like this topic today and bringing to you things that can hopefully help to support you and make it as easy as possible. So what are we getting into? Well, you saw the title of this podcast episode. I want to share with you the one thing that I wish someone would have told me about postpartum that would literally have changed everything and made it so much easier for me. I think it would have really changed my perspective, the way that I thought about things, the way I approached things, the actions that I took. I think it would have given me a little more permission within myself to do more, be more, and speak up more. And what is this thing? What is this thing that you're talking about? All right. The one thing that I wish someone would have shared with me is that in your postpartum period, you are the one that holds the power. You are the one that holds the power. And what I mean by that is you are the decision maker. You hold all the cards. You get to dictate what your postpartum period gets to look like. It is not a time in your life where all this is just happening to you and you have no say and you have to go with the flow and do what everybody else says and keep everything you're feeling what you want to yourself. No. That's how I went about my postpartum period because I thought that's what I had to do. I thought that I had to listen to the advice and what everybody else was telling me to do. And I thought that it was important for me not to share what I was experiencing or feeling and to keep that within myself. I thought that I had to do it all on my own and that I had to figure it out and act like I had it all together. I thought that I had to power through and just figure it out and allow for everything to just happen, and that I had no control or say so. That was my postpartum perspective when I was in it. And what I came to realize all these years being a mom, of being in the postpartum and motherhood space, and working with clients and just having the experiences that come with time, I learned that it's so different, that it is up to you as the mom to set the standards and the stage, to dictate what this period of time gets to look like for you. Because like I said in the last episode, the two most important things for you to focus on in postpartum is your overall well-being and the overall well-being of your baby. Those are the two main priorities, right? Not your only responsibilities, but your main priorities. Those two things. And in order to be able to take care of yourself, your overall wellness, and your baby's overall wellness, you have to be able to establish what that's going to look like. You're going to have to say, hey, this is what I'm putting first. This is what it's going to look like. This is what I want, or this is what I need right now. Not let others decide that for you. This is your time. And you have that power. You hold the power. And I think we forget this. It's not talked about. No one's sharing this or talking about this in postpartum. How powerful you really are. I know you feel the opposite, right? It is so easy to lose sight. It's easy to feel like, man, I'm not in control of what my body's doing. I wasn't in control the entire time during my birthing experience, whatever that looked like for you. You know, you feel out of control in so many ways already that you lose sight and you don't realize that you do have power in this time to decide and to set the stage on how everything else is going to pan out for you. Instead, we feel out of control. So we go with it, thinking that that's what we have to continue doing. And I'm hoping by you listening to this episode today, whatever day it is, whatever year it is that you are listening to this episode, that it helps for you to step into the innate power that you do have and to create a postpartum experience that works best for you and your family. That's my hopes in sharing this information with you. It is my hope. You get to set the standard. So this is with everything. When it comes to, you know, people meeting the baby for the first time and coming into your home or wherever that be, you get to say yes or no and set those boundaries. You get to say how people get to hold your baby, right? Whether they get to hold your baby. You get to decide how you want to feed your baby, right? You get to figure out how you want things to go, whether you are ready to step back into the workforce if that was your plan originally, or if someone had those expectations for you, or whether you still need time to heal. You get to decide when you want things and how you want them to look, and you get to set those boundaries around that for yourself and for your family. You really do. The doctor doesn't get all the say-so. You know, other people around you, family members don't get the say-so. It's you. You set the stage. You really, really do. So remember this in your postpartum period. Setting up a postpartum plan. I don't know if you've heard of that before. I'm doing some stuff for you guys. I'm in the works with some things to help you with that. But setting a postpartum plan is helpful. So it gives you that power within yourself to help to remind you of what you want and what you need. And it can be something that flows. It doesn't have to be set in stone. Hey, it may change. Maybe you thought you needed this, and while you're in the first 3 months with baby, that's not working well for you, so you want to change it. There's nothing wrong with that. It's like a birthing plan, right? You have a birthing plan because things can feel like you're not in control, and it helps for everybody to give you what you need. But birthing plans change. Things can change, and that's okay. There's no right or wrong way here. It's about you figuring out what works well for you. So find that within yourself. Remember that you are the one that sets the standards and the stage, because you're the one that is healing and figuring it out. You're the one with the baby 24/7 and finding out and figuring out a sleep schedule and what your baby's cries mean. You're figuring out who you are and how to be a mom and how to show up every day. You are figuring a lot out, so you have to give yourself the time to do so. And by doing that, it's going to make things easier for you. When you know what you need, or asking the questions and asking for the support that you need, those are the things that are going to help you. Those are the things that are going to allow for you and baby to have the better experience. Instead of it being such a difficult time like I had in my postpartum, so awry and everywhere and powerless and confusing and overwhelming and frustrating. I had so many things I went through because I didn't know and because I didn't understand this specific thing. So I hope this helps you. Set that stage for yourself. What do you need? What do you want? Put it up there. Set your boundaries. Tell people what you need, what you want, and what you don't want, and what you don't need. And stick to that. It's important for you at this time. Vocalize it. Speak up. Your voice is powerful and it matters. It's the most important voice at this time in your life. You are the one going through all the things. You need specific things. And if you don't share and you don't speak up, no one will know. No one will know. So use your voice. Share the things. Ask for the support. Set whatever it is in motion that you need. And I'm telling you, it will make things so much easier for you. Okay? Well, that's all that I have for you today. I hope this helps you wherever you are in your postpartum journey. I really, really, really do. I trust that this meets you wherever you are and helps you in some way, shape, or form. I am so glad that you are here. If you have any questions or a topic that you have for me that you would like me to share in this podcast, I would absolutely love to hear from you. I love when I hear from you guys in my inboxes on Instagram and Facebook and TikTok. Absolutely love it. Reach out to me at any time. Ask the questions or share something with me that you want to share. I love to hear it. I'm on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. All of that information you can find in the show notes, along with the other podcasts that I have about motherhood and establishing your identity and creating more joy and happiness in your life. I would love if you check that out as well, if that feels good for you. Thank you again for listening. And again, I really, really hope this helps to support you wherever you are in your journey. All right, Mama. Well, until next time, just remember that you hold the power. All right, till next time. Bye. Hey, Mama. Thank you so much for listening. And if you love this episode, please follow or subscribe to this podcast and feel free to share it with a fellow expecting or new mama that you feel would resonate with it too. Thank you so much again for listening. And I hope these episodes are helping to support you wherever you are in your postpartum journey.